اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you and thanks for joining us again.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Aba Abdel.
We're having the sorrowful days of Muharram, the days of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Sayyidu Shuhada, the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we really share our deepest condolences on this martyrdom, which is really a great sorrow, a great sadness for all Muslims, especially Shia Muslims across the world. I really share my condolences to all of you respected brothers here, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Sayyid Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider. Inshallah, may Allah Almighty help us understand the lessons of life, the messages of guidance, the messages of life, from the lifestyle, from the teachings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And also may Allah Almighty grant us with the opportunity to practice all these lessons in our life and be inshallah great followers for him and also the lovers of him. Inshallah we stay in this way strongly, we fear nothing, and we are committed to loving and following our imams. Am I right?
Yes.
Inshallah. So we really share our condolences and thank you so much for joining us again. Inshallah, in this Quranic session, we're going to start a new topic of our Quranic lessons. But before we start, let's recite a salawat and say hello to each other.
Allahumma
salli ala
Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Fawad Haider, how are you?
Fine, you?
Thank you, alhamdulillah. Is everything all right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Brother Ali Nasir, how about you?
Assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, you're fine, that's great. And Hussein Ruhullah?
Fine, sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good, I'm good. So we hope everyone is fine, inshallah, yes? Across the globe who are listening to us right now and anytime. So, in the previous session, we talked a very, very important topic, and we finished actually the Nun Sakina and Tanween rules, and also Mim Sakina rules. But in this session, inshallah, we'll start a new topic, which is the very important one, Al Mad. Mad, okay? You might have listened to a lot of reciters, like reciting some of the words, they while reciting, they prolong a lot, okay? They stretch the sound. For example, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Look, they stretch in this sound. Or for example, they say أولئك. You might know the mat, yes? So these stretching sounds or these longer sounds, we are going to talk about them, inshallah. All right?
Yes.
Okay. So the very important thing to tell you about mat is the meaning of mat. So I told you something about it. So who can tell me what is the meaning of mad? Huh?
Mad mean stretching.
Something. Stretching. Good. Any other meaning? In Arabic, mad means like, yeah, something stretching or something long. Okay? For example, the rubber. Yeah? You just pull, okay, from both sides. Yes? It just stretches.
Yes.
This is called mad. Okay? Mad. And what we mean in the Quranic lessons, in Tajweed, it doesn't mean like stretching anything. Okay? It means it's stretching the vowel sounds. So what does it mean? Stretching
the vowel sounds.
So what are the vowel sounds in Arabic? In English, we have A, E, A, E, I, O, U, these five letters, vowel letters, yes? But in Arabic, we have short vowels. What are those short vowels? Three we have, yes?
Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma.
Yeah, nice one, Fawad. Fatha, yes. Kasra, Dhamma. These are called short vowels. If you want to read an Arabic word, if you're an Arab speaker, that's good, okay? You understand without having any harakat, you read the books. Nowadays, in Hawza, okay, in Islamic seminary, that we are reading the books, okay, we are having. So there is no Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma on the top of any letters, okay? Or beneath any letter. So just without harakat, we read, okay? So the teacher reads, okay? And we follow him, then we understand how to read them, okay? We learn the words. But whenever someone who is not a native speaker of Arabic, so he wants to read the Quran Karim, first he should understand, after learning the Arabic alphabet letters, he has to understand vowels. These short vowels, okay? These short vowels.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Beside these short vowels, there is also another type of vowel sounds, which is called long vowel sounds. Okay? Long vowels. So short vowels are Fatha,
Kasra,
Kasra, and Dhamma. Fatha produces the sound and kasra A B C D. What? A B C D E F. He was there. I just forgot. So and E. What is the Dhamma sound? Short ones, okay? Just one count.
Ooh.
Short vowels, okay? Now I want you to stretch the sound for two counts. Join them. Good one. Nice one. And E.
E.
Good. And ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Now three counts. Now practice three counts, okay? For three counts. Oh, great. Now for four count. That's nice. Nice. So four counts we did. So now six counts. Join them. Great. E.
E.
So these are called long vowels. Yes. Okay? We have only three vowels. Okay? Yes, for what?
Are they waumadi?
Oh, yes.
Waumadi,
yaumadi, and
alifmadi.
So we have fatha, kasra, dhamma. We have waumadi. We have alifmadi. We have yaumadi. So alifmadi, waumadi, yaumadi. These three are
long vowels.
Long vowels, and they are stretched for how many counts?
Two counts.
Fatha, kasra, dhamma for how many counts?
One.
Two counts, one count. But beside this one counts, we practice like three counts, four counts, five, six. Yes? So usually we have this four counts and six counts. Okay? One count, two counts, and four counts and six counts. Normally we have this. Or five sometimes, yes. Sometimes, inshallah, we'll study. It depends on your wishes. Okay? You want to stretch it for five counts or six counts or any. Okay? So, beside short vowels and long vowels, we have another type of long sounds, which is called mad. Mad means more stretched. Okay? More stretched than the short vowel or long vowels. So, some of the mad types are this. Long vowels, okay? Long vowels. And inshallah, we'll study. There are many types of mad. Like we have mad al-tabi'i, mad al-badal, we have mad al-iwad, we have mad al-arid lis-sukun, we have, and mad al-lin, we have mad al-wajib al-muttasil, we have mad al-ja'iz al-munfasil, we have, and also mad al-lazim, we have. So these are very easy. So just the names are very difficult, okay? Like, for example, we say, oh, this is pepper, this is salt, this is sugar, this is a lot of things. Then finally, there's just something very simple to eat.
It's like you see a big book,
yeah,
like for 200 pages, but when you read it, you say, it was nothing simple.
Yeah, that's it, okay? Very easy. Just like a piece of cake, okay? Or for example, I ask Fawad, what's for lunch? He says, we have pepper, we have salt, we have water, we have bread, we have, potato,
pizza.
We have tomato, we have blah, 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 whatever. Then finally, when I see what is there, it's just potato chips, nothing else. That simple? Why did you say a lot of names? Yeah, I said, yeah, there are the names. So here as well, kinds of mad. Okay, there are many names, but they are very easy. Don't worry, okay? Yes. They are easy. Thank you so much. We talked, alhamdulillah, about mad. Some topics are left, okay, in mad. We'll, inshallah, practice the next of them in the next sessions. Thank you so much for being with us. If you have any questions, you can ask us. Inshallah, we'll help you regarding the Quran Karim. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Thanks to Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, Habibullah Fazay Zada, and see you inshallah in the next sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraja.
Ayna al-Hassani, ayna al-Hussain, ayna abna al-Hussain. Ayna al-Hassani, ayna al-Hussain, ayna abna al-Hussain. Ayna al-Hassani, ayna al-Hussain, ayna abna al-Hussain.
In solidarity, the heavens and earth will grieve. Divinely pure ones, oppressed in tyranny, sacrifice their lives for truth and unity, equality and freedom for humanity. These are the sons of the one that God calls An-Nur Siraj Munir. These are the masters of
the youth of paradise, who gave their lives to guide us on to the rise.